Regina Holiday is a patient activist in Washington, D.C. She mostly focuses on access to health data, and her work has caught the attention of national leaders like the health IT coordinator for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. But Holiday wasn't always involved in D.C. She has fond memories of living in Kansas about 15 years ago.
I once ran the Jayhawk bookstore in Lawrence, Kansas.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Her husband, Fred, was earning a Ph.D. in film studies at KU.
His dissertation was on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
He then taught film at American University in Washington. But in 2009, he fell ill quickly. When he was hospitalized, they learned he was at the end stages of kidney cancer.
And so we had this roller coaster of care for 2 months, and then it led to hospice.
Holiday says it was such a hard time, not just because her husband was dying, but because of how isolated they felt.
We noticed people stopped calling. There wasn't as much communication. It seemed like people didn't know what to say. And you'd occasionally get like a thinking of you or a blank card. Or sadly, we even got a couple sympathies. And that was the final month of his life.
Holiday's husband died that spring. But over time, she realized their experience underscored a much larger problem in society.
People don't talk about death very much. People don't want to say the word, the big D word. Or talk about what's going to happen next. And because of that, we actually often leave our dying friends and family alone. And a lot of people wait till it's far too late to have a call or a card or a visit.
That was really troubling to her. It still is. Holiday then thought about her Jayhawk bookstore days and one of the items that took up a big portion of the store.
There was a whole bunch of cards. We had a huge footprint of cards.
She got to thinking, what if there were another section next to the birthday and graduation cards?
They also have headers that said hospice. I think that starts the conversation. And I thought it could be incredibly powerful.
So she turned to an obvious source.
Hey, what a card can say for Yeti.
And petitioned the largest greeting card company in the U.S., headquartered here in Kansas City.
I'm going to keep this forever.
Hey, what a Hallmark card can do.
Linda O'Dell is a spokesperson for Hallmark.
There are lots of cards that are about offering care and concern and hoping for a good day.
O'Dell says about 15 years ago, Hallmark came out with a line of cards for difficult situations. There have been several variations since then. O'Dell's familiar with Regina Holiday's recent efforts, and the company has issued a response. On the one hand, it made them realize how hard it was to find their cards that might be appropriate for hospice situations. In fact, if you typed in end of life into Hallmark's online search engine, cards from the Tree of Life line would come up.
So, cards that were appropriate for bat mitzvah, we fixed those things.
O'Dell says creating hospice cards is a little more complicated. She admires Holiday's efforts. But here's the thing. They've already looked into hospice cards.
We obviously are always paying attention to what's going on in society and what people are saying to each other. But we are a reflection of that conversation. We're not pushing the conversation forward.
To be really candid, I think they were a little afraid of it from a business perspective. And I get that.
Myra Christopher is founding director of the Center for Practical Bioethics in Kansas City. Christopher's deeply involved in the national policy discussions around end-of-life care. She actually gets funding from Hallmark, and her center has led trainings for Hallmark employees. Back in the 90s, Christopher met with members of Hallmark's creative team to discuss the very same thing that Holiday is now pushing for, designing end-of-life and hospice-themed cards.
Well, it's really fascinating. I mean, these are really smart people. And the team we met with mostly were really young people. And, you know, we sat around a big conference table and we just brainstormed. And
Christopher couldn't recall the specifics of what happened next, except the concept wasn't in line with Hallmark's plans at that point. Christopher's familiar with Holiday, too, but she wasn't aware of her greeting card efforts when we spoke. When I asked what she and other researchers have found are effective ways to address these topics with loved ones, the responses I got from her had similarities to what Regina Holiday told me about what kinds of messages she'd want to see in greeting cards.
You know, the kind of things that open up the bridges, that open up the conversation that's just missing right now. because right now
I want you to know how much I have loved and valued you.
And just
you.
I want come right out and say
what you've meant to me in my life, and that I'm going to miss you.
I'll miss you.
And that I'm grateful for you.
Those kind of statements.
Holiday says a funny approach could be powerful, too, if that person has a sense of humor. Christopher says, in the end, even a note that really doesn't say anything at all, except thinking of you with your name on it, would be a blessing and a gift. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.